You're listening to it on 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo, Progressive Talk on the Central Coast, 1340 KYNS.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. More excitement than the ticket suggested on a JetBlue flight from JFK Airport to Las Vegas.
If we could just please clear the aisle. We have to get to the back.
That's from a YouTube video. They needed to get to the back with the captain of the flight, who was reported to have some kind of medical malfunction and had been locked out of the cockpit by the co-pilot.
I heard, all I could hear was, let me in, let me in.
Grant Heppes was a passenger on the flight.
He was yelling and screaming, and it seemed like he was having a panic attack.
CBS's Bob Orr.
Witnesses say one of the flight attendants got on the public address system and said, restrain him. And a number of people on the plane, including a New York City police officer, got up and basically tackled the guy in the aisle and held him down until the plane could make an emergency landing in Amarillo, Texas.
An off-duty pilot helped restrain the man, then joined the co-pilot in the cockpit to help handle the diversion and landing procedures. Supreme Court justices asked tough questions of the U.S. Solicitor General, arguing in favor of the president's health care overhaul. Justice Scalia asks, where's the end to the government telling people what they must buy?
Everybody has to buy food sooner or later. So you define the market as food. Therefore, everybody's in the market. Therefore, you can make people buy broccoli.
CBS's Jan Crawford.
All eyes always are on the swing justice, Justice Anthony Kennedy, whose vote so often makes the difference in controversial cases. And today, he appeared skeptical of this law. He appeared inclined to go along with the conservatives. At one point during the argument, he suggested the law, and I quote, achieves a very fundamental change in the relationship between the individual and the federal government.
Another day of argument tomorrow, a decision expected the end of June. A bill to make it easier to get started in business and start hiring people passes Congress.
A final bipartisan vote in the House sends what Republicans call the Jobs Act to President Obama for his signature. It's a measure to ease regulations to let small companies and startups raise cash and sell stock more easily and more cheaply. Despite support from President Obama and Republicans, some opponents, including the head of the SEC, worry it will open the door to fraud by taking away important protection for investors.
CBS's Bob Fuss is on Capitol Hill. It is not cool to cheat, even if you are slick enough and lucky enough to get away with it. And in an effort to get that message to sink in, students taking the SATs this fall on Long Island, east of New York City, will have to show a photo ID to take the test. No more paying your smart buddy to take it for you.
At a very young age, they are learning that cheating pays. We have to disabuse 16, 17, and 18-year-olds from thinking that cheating pays. If we don't, shame on us.
Kathleen Rice is the Nassau County, New York District Attorney. 20 current and former students have been arrested in a cheating scandal there. On Wall Street, the Dow down a little more than 2 points. Nasdaq's up 9. Oil prices, 107 and a quarter a barrel. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Are you tired of having companies of strangers rummage around in your computer, tracking where you go, what you buy, even what makes you curious? Can the government, which can watch everything, bring back your privacy?
In a webcast summing up a major new report, FTC head John Leibowitz says it all boils down to this.
Your computer is your property. No one has the right to put anything on it that you don't want.
The Federal Trade Commission urging those who collect and sell data to be more open about which of our habits they're tracking and to give us the option of opting out. And if asking nicely doesn't work, well, the FTC wants new laws mandating the consumer's right to online privacy. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Mega Millions has hit the fourth highest jackpot ever in the U.S. $363 million. The drawing is tonight. Hasn't been a winner in a couple of months. Your odds of winning, you don't want to hear this, but they're roughly 1 in 176 million. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Nutritionists and scientists agree that blueberries have amazing antioxidant properties, but eating blueberries alone won't get you all the health benefits you need. That's why I created Blue Science, a revolutionary line of nutritional supplements combining the best of blueberries, blueberry extracts, and other special plant extracts. One capsule of Blue Science contains more pterostilbene than 500 cartons of blueberries. Pterostilbene is a compound found in blueberries that helps your body's cellular activities. Unlock the power of blueberries with Blue Science. Available at Walgreens and GNC.
Hello, hello. I'm yelled across the room to the other microphone because my microphone isn't working. I don't know why. Let's try this. Let's see.
Oh, there it is. Somebody was messing with it. And that's going to please somebody a lot, I can tell you that. Really, it really is. Hi, you're with Bill. This is Talk Is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYNS San Luis Obispo. And our phone numbers that are they'll be important in a minute, 786-2578, that's 786-2578, and 1-866-937-1340, 1-866-937-1340. Okay, we're going to do something we've never done. I've never done anything like this. Honestly, I've never done anything like this. First, I'm going to read you, which is also going to annoy this person. I'm going to read you a letter to the editor. And this is in today's paper. It says, a moderate quote, if only, in case you missed it, and in hopes that perhaps a few more folks will read it, I repeat here a paragraph from Kathleen Parker's wonderful column, commentary, March 26, titled, Moderately Speaking, moderation isn't an endpoint or even a center point. It's an approach, a tone, a cock of the head, an open mind, a willing ear, an unjaundiced eye. A moderate wonders what others' facts might be brought to bear. A moderate figures we're in this together and believes that a meeting of minds is not tantamount to surrender. In this country, if in this country there's to continue to thrive and prosper, this is surely an attitude we must take to heart. Read the column. Jefferson or Franklin couldn't have put it more perfectly. Signed by Will Powers. So that's signed by Will Power. Now, that man that talked about moderation has made these phone calls to this radio station in the last week or so.
Yeah, the hotline's appropriate because I'm hot. It's 6 after 8, Monday evening the 12th. Sit down, get all set for Mike Malloy. Who do I hear but the idiot Clark Howard? You guys are trying to kill that station. You know, it was nice to have 9 to 12, and it looks like Ed Schultz, and then Hartman delayed. That's fine. But then you just keep on playing the growler, you know. You got to have the growler. You know, Bill Becker, I don't know. And then you put this on instead of the best progressive you have. You guys are trying to kill that station. I guess I'll just freaking go ahead and get XM and leave you guys behind. Sick of it.
All right, that was one. That was one. Okay, now wait, here's another one. This is the same guy that wrote the moderation letter. I just want you to know. This is the same guy right here.
10 to 11, Monday night to 12. So now we have this generic corporate crap on here. You know, if KYNS dies, it'll be suicide by management. You people are beyond belief. But don't worry. Oh, Benico will be on tomorrow. I don't know. Here, let me read something off my computer. Wait a minute. Here's a letter to the editor. I'll read this. Let me read a story that's in the paper. You guys are sickening.
No, it gets better. It honestly gets better. I got to tell you, this gets better. All right, here's number three. We're going to do four. Here's number three.
Thursday morning, the 22nd, just heard your promo about how you have my favorites on the air. You're such cowards. You didn't even mention that you dumped Mike Malloy, did you? No, because you're cowards, and you're trying to tell me that you have my favorites on. Well, you don't. Clark Howard is not a progressive. You have your promos as progressive talk has come to the Central Coast. Clark Howard's not progressive talk. But no, you dumped Malloy because you're cowards. And don't worry, when the station dies, we now have plenty of ways to listen to who we listen to, and your local sponsors will be harmed because you're cowards. Give it up. Give the station to somebody who is a true progressive. Let them program it in a way that we'd want to listen to it, and you can go away.
Okay, and I do need to make a comment or two here and there. First off, you can't give this radio station to somebody because it's worth a few million dollars, you know. So they're not, the corporate owners are not going to do that. Mapleton Broadcasting are not going to say, oh, here, you want this station for free? So that's not going to happen. If this is a commercial radio station, it's worth a few million, I don't know how many million, quite a few million dollars. So that's kind of weird. And then he says, you know, I'm going to harm your advertisers. I'm going to harm your advertisers. I told him that when we had a conversation a year ago, I said, you know, you better ask somebody that is a lawyer what's going on, you know, because I don't think you understand what unfair restriction of trade is. An unfair restriction of trade is illegal. And I will tell you this. I'll go further with that. I was one day away until he made a phone call to me, and we sort of came to an agreement of minds to just leave me alone, okay? Just don't listen and don't pay attention. The next day, had I not heard from him and talked to him on the air, the next day I had a lawyer who was going to file a case against this man. And he said, it's a no-brainer. He's threatened you on the air or on the answer machine, and there's no way that, you know, you can lose this case because this is what the guy's saying he's going to do. He's going to try to put you out of business. So I don't know why he forgot about that. I'm not sure why he forgot about that. But then, well, let's do one more just to get a feel for this gentleman. All right.
Yes, my name is Will Powers, PhD, 7487766. I'm the person who left the message yesterday that the growler referenced on his radio program today, if you want to call it that. The person I referenced who you dropped from your programs because you're cowards is Mike Malloy, who's the only progressive around who tells it like it is. And by the way, Mr. Benica, the reason you didn't know about Mike Malloy, because apparently you couldn't read it in the Tribune or off your computer screen.
And actually, the reason is because being not being into partisanship at all, being a nonpartisan kind of guy, when it comes to politics, I don't listen to KYNS when I'm not on it, and I don't listen to KVC. So I don't listen to either one of them because I the people that are crazy to the left and the crazies to the right to me are like, I don't need it. I'm not interested in it. But let's go on here. He has more to say.
Because that's all you seem to know about. Sitting there reading letters to the editor and reading word for word from stories in the paper. And if you can't read it off your screen, then you don't know about it because you're incompetent, you're a growler, you're a fumbler. Your favorite expression is, I don't know, because you don't know. And you threatened me the last time I talked about picketing your advertisers. So I'm going to be down at Gus's next week with a sign. And you come on out and challenge me if you like, sir. I'm not afraid of you. All your threats about the district attorney, maybe you forgot about the First Amendment, sir, and no, KYNS is not a progressive station. Stop saying it on your promos. You're a bunch of money-grubbing weenies who are afraid to have Malloy on because he tells the truth. So is that enough, Mr. Benica? Why don't you reference me again tomorrow? You know where to find me, 7487766, but you won't confront me on the air. Because, like I said, you're a coward.
Yeah, I'm known for that, as a matter of fact. People often have said that, and whatever. So anyhow, it's a shame that this person has to feel like that. And I don't know why he's taken out on me personally. I don't know what it has to do with, but he decided that's what he wanted to do, is pick on me. So, well, of course, we've alerted Gus's that he might show up, and we'll see what happens with that. But let me say this to you. If you see him at Gus's, or you see him at Costco yelling through the megaphone there thing, you know, about the gas prices, if you see this gentleman, congratulate him on his getting his license back. He'll know what you mean.
The opinions expressed on Talk Is Cheaper, bills, the callers, and the occasional stray that wanders in the studio, they're not necessarily those of the owners, management, sponsors, staff, delivery people, janitorial service. Consider this a personal invitation to pick up the phone and exercise your constitutional right to express your opinion.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Hey, all you Java lovers out there in Radio Land, it's a new year, and that means resolutions are made, and resolutions will be broken. I can tell you about a resolution that was made decades ago that's never been broken, and that's the folks at Slow Roasted Coffee. They made a vow to always keep their standards high, no matter what. That means you'll taste the difference for yourself when you drink Slow Roasted Coffee. That's because your friends at Slow Roasted Coffee continue to provide their loyal customers with the freshest, highest quality coffee priced right in order to earn your continued loyalty. In case you don't already know it, you can enjoy this fine Java at work. Just call Slow Roasted Coffee and let them know you'd like your workplace set up with hot brew pots and slow roasted coffee, which will, of course, perk up the staff. All puns intended. Slow Roasted Coffee, your neighbors and friends.
Friends and neighbors, neighbors and friends. Oh, let me do this, too. Let me do this now while I'm thinking about it, because not everybody calls and raises heck like that. You know, let me just show you.
Hey, just wanted to call and thank you so much for putting Randy Rhoads back on the air. Really appreciate it. I know that myself and many others in the community are very, very happy. So thanks so much. I can't thank you enough. Great news. Loving it. Bye.
And?
Hello, I'm calling to say thank you for getting rid of Carell. I missed him a little bit, but oh, thanks for bringing back Randy Rhoads, who I missed so terribly. And Ed Schultz, he's pretty good too. Take care, bye.
Bye. Okay, I'd like to share that. And also know this, that the course decided long ago that if you use a hotline number, which I give out all the time, 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340, then the person that calls that number should know that that it's open for airing to the public. Now, we'll see what this is, and we'll see if I'm going to put up with it. We're just doing things different today. Hello?
Hey, Billy Boy.
Hi, Mike.
The recordings that you played at the beginning of the show sounds like somebody a few tacos short of a combination plate.
Somebody that's really mad, not a moderate in any sense of the imagination. I don't think you're moderate. I don't think this gentleman. I don't know why the gentleman listens to me. I have no idea. As you can tell, he doesn't like me at all. So why he listens to me, I don't know. But I would bet that he doesn't listen to Rush Limbaugh.
No. I what I'm trying to figure out is what he's got his PhD in, because anybody that thinks that a successful program on the radio would be pulled because people are afraid of it hasn't seen all the latest thing that's gone with Rush Limbaugh. I mean, if anybody was going to pull a programming, they would have done it then, but they didn't because he was making them money.
All right, here's a weird thing. I have nothing to do with the programming at this radio station. I'm not the program director. I'm an independent contractor. I come in, I do my show, I walk out the door. I have nothing to do with what's on the air at this radio station. If they say, Bill, you're not on this radio station anymore, then I'm not on the radio station. If they say whatever. So I know that they base the decisions they've made in trying to switch some of this stuff around on the ability to get some money into this radio station. And I'm sorry for this person that Mike Malloy was not saleable. But he was apparently not. I mean, he liked him, but we couldn't sell any advertising for Mike Malloy. Obviously, otherwise they wouldn't take him off. They're not going to take somebody off that's sponsored.
That's what I mean. Anyone with any common sense at all would know you drop the low man on the totem pole. You don't drop the guy that's making you all the money.
And Clark Howard. Now here, I do know something about how the programming works. There is a program director, there's a general manager, and there's the salespeople. And that's kind of what runs every radio station in the whole wide world. And so somebody said, if you can get Clark Howard on here, I know for a fact that I can sell him. And so that's why we put Clark Howard on, and sure enough, the salesperson sold Clark Howard, and they're making quite a bit of money off Clark Howard. Now, here's the interesting thing, too, I'll express this because I think it's important. We have new IDs, we have new promos that are going to say KYNS is your news station. They're not going to say KYNS is progressive radio for the Central Coast, because even though we're mostly progressive radio for the Central Coast, we're not completely progressive radio for the Central Coast. So that way somebody can't say, well, that's what you say you are, but you're not, because, you know. The majority of our
program... Bill, don't you have something to do with that, too, according to your earlier recordings from that person?
I mean,
it sounded like he thought you were turning the lights on in the morning and shutting them off in the evening.
I don't know. I don't have anything to do with any of it. So, I mean, and I say this in this way. No one comes to Bill Benneke and says, we got this idea for a show. You think we should run it? I'm not part of the staff here, so I'm not asked anything, and that's fine. And so I just think it's too bad. He has his PhD in psychology.
Ooh, boy, that's the guy I want to be around if I've got mental problems.
Anyway, that's the deal. So I was so amazed. I would just ignore all of this, you know, which I have. I would ignore all of this. But then when he wrote this letter about moderation and saying, you know, you should listen to both sides of things and all that, I don't believe there's a man that does that whatsoever.
It sure doesn't sound like it. Besides the fact that, you know, he doesn't seem to assume for a man with a PhD to realize that taste is individual and not general, that not everyone likes the movies, shows, programs, music that I do. I understand that. I understood that when I was in kindergarten.
Well, but here's the other thing, too.
I figured it out.
Here's what's interesting. Let's take KVEC, for instance, and Rush Limbaugh's on there, and everybody's raising hell about Rush recently. And I'm amazed at Rush Limbaugh, and I've said this. I said, you know, Rush Limbaugh, because of what he got into this brouhaha, has lost 100 advertisers. Do you realize there's not a radio station on the Central Coast that has 100 advertisers? And this is one guy. So he's an influential man. There's no question about it. Whether he'll stay that way, I don't know, but probably he will. But here's the thing. If people say, well, I don't like to listen to Rush, and I'm sure there are, and I don't like to listen to Glenn Beck, and I'm sure there are, then Dave Congleton comes on for 4 hours, and I'm very sure that a lot of people go, I like to listen to Dave Congleton, so I will. Well, that's life. That's how you do programming.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You try to, you know, unfortunately, on television, I see too many cop shows, but you know, that's obviously the taste of the general public, or else there wouldn't be 14 episodes, different kinds of CSI.
I agree with you. I don't watch them either. Life is depressing enough without me having to watch makeup bad stuff.
That's it, really.
You know, I don't understand that at all. I would think people would like to watch Comedy Central and things that make them happy, you know.
Yeah.
America's Funniest Videos or whatever you want to watch. Discovery Channel, you know, they have great stuff. But anyway,
yeah.
It's just I just feel so odd about all this because I really have nothing to do with it. You know, and I'm not going to challenge the man. I have no. What am I challenge him to? What? A duel? What are you talking about? A game of chess? I'm not going
to. I'm just trying to figure out how he deems you as public enemy number one.
I don't know. I do not know. I guess I was the first. I was the first odd. I was the first not political thing that came on the radio here when it was Air America. See, remember, it used to be Air America, which was all progressive, and then Air America went belly up. And so a lot of these people went off to satellite stations and to network stations and different things. So, and I would think that I'm sorry that Mike Malloy was his favorite and he's mad about that. It has nothing to do with cowardice. We don't care what Mike Malloy says. I'm saying this. I don't think the station cares what Mike Malloy says or Randy Rhodes says or anybody else that's on the radio says. I don't think that's their concern. Their concern is, can we make a buck off it?
That's right. If anyone with any common sense at all would know that if you want to keep a radio program on the air, you visit the people that they are talking about, you know, the sponsors that they have on their program, and you make sure and make the comment. I really appreciate you sponsoring whoever.
Well, and the other thing that's really sad is, and I feel bad for Gus's, so we gave him a heads up on this. Gus's hasn't been a sponsor for about a year. You know, they went during the economic downturns we've had, which we everybody knows about, of course. You know, they suffered from it also. So, you know, and I've often said this. You know, when you're a mom and pop advertiser, and you're saying, okay, I'm just trying to pay the bills, and I have this advertising bill also. But if I didn't have the advertising bill, I could put the money in my pocket and pay my other bills. Then I understand. You know, and I was very grateful. I thanked them very much for advertising, and I just, you know, it was very nice that they sponsored me for as long as they did. So I don't know, that, you know, you do what you can.
Yeah, well, this guy just goes to prove the old adage: it takes all kinds.
It does take all kinds, and I appreciate that. We appreciate that. There's this kind, I guess. I think. I'm almost sure. I may be wrong. Mike, thanks for calling today.
All right, Billy Boy, you take care, and I'm glad to hear you taking it with a little bit of comedy, because people like this, if you don't laugh about them, you almost have to cry how the world's turning out. Huh?
I have to growl some more now on some other stuff. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'll be listening to the growl.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks. And here's the other thing, too, that's really fascinating, the growler. I don't know why my voice got growly. It didn't used to be growly, and it may be a medication the VA's put me on or something. I have no idea what it is, but my voice has gotten growly. I don't smoke anymore. I haven't smoked for years, you know. No clue. All right, here's the deal. I'm going to read something directly out of the paper because what we do, our highlight in history, our flashback and everything, and this is according to the Tribune, and I do it word for word. On March 27, 1912, the First Lady Helen Herron Taft and the wife of Japan's ambassador planted the first of 3,000 cherry trees given by the mayor of Tokyo on a bank of Washington's tidal basin. On this day 10 years ago, death-claimed Oscar-winning filmmaker Billy Wilder, comedian Milton Berle, and actor Dudley Moore. That's what happened. Our birthdays today. Today's birthdays include actor Michael York, who's 70, movie director Quentin Tarantino is 49, singer Mariah Carey is 42, hip-hop singer Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas is 37 today. So we'll say happy birthday to them and to you if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed. Which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more Cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter Internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
And don't forget, they have a special deal for you for $29.95 for 6 months, I think, on 15 megabytes per second on your internet speed. So call 1-888-GET-CHARTER today. That's 1-888-GET-CHARTER. You'll be smarter because you have your charter. I'm telling you the truth there.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Time for CalCoastNews.com, and we'll start with... Now, first, I'll just mention this to you. There are two editorial pieces. One, let me find out, opinion pieces. I'm sorry. I'll just go ahead and look at this real quick. One by Gary Nemeth, who's running for mayor, and his opinion on how things are going in Paso Robles. And the other one is by Sally Reynolds, who's also a Paso Robles resident, that says something's got to change around here because it's really screwed up. Another thing, that a fact that I came across was that, you know, as Lisa Solomon was leaving, and then she filed a disability claim. Well, since the city of Bell went through, it's illegal to do that. You can't do that. So now we're going to find out what happens with that. All right, here's an interesting thing that's been brought to the fore, and that's teachers who get involved in relationships with high school students, even those 18 and over, would be stripped of their retirement benefits if a bill introduced by a Modesto lawmaker succeeds. Republican Assemblyman Kristen Olson introduced the legislation after learning a 41-year-old teacher, James Hooker, interesting name, moved with an 18-year-old woman who had been his student. Often, Olson called it appalling that current law provides no recourse against teachers who cultivate love relationships with their students. My point is, whether you're 18, 17, or 14, the fact remains that a teacher is in a position of authority and influence over that student, and therefore it is highly inappropriate, said Olson. Her bill is expected to be next week. In 2010, San Miguel Superintendent Dean Smith agreed to resign rather than face termination for inappropriate relationship with a former student who had his child not long after turning 18 years old. An investigation discovered that Smith had utilized his position as an administrator to develop a relationship with a former student. The couple left the area after Smith's resignation. Pension and other retirement benefits could be stripped from a teacher following an administrative process, said Olson. She said she is considering felony sanctions in case where teachers romance students, even if a student has reached the age of 18. She called her bill a pretty strong and painful deterrent. But one would have to ask themselves, well, if a person's 18 years old, now, if they're 18 years old and a student, then and they're still a student, then you would say, okay, that's inappropriate. If they've left school and they're 18 years old, they no longer have anything to do with the school, and they're an adult. And therefore, they're free to do whatever they want to do, one would think. So we have this, you know, this thing, if they're under 18, we get into statutory rape versus whatever thing, and I don't know, this just happened here. And so it's something, but it's illegal. But if the student's under 18 years of age. And then again, I say, if they're a student, then I believe that a person should not be involved in them. If they're over the age of 18 years old and were a past student, have at it. Okay, if you know what I mean. Now, meaning dates, you know, holding hands, that kind of stuff. Other things that are in the news today. We had a car crash, and this was right. I've always wondered if we'd ever get a car crash there because it's in a pretty obvious place. One man is in critical condition. Another man is seriously injured after the car they were driving crashed in the Pacific Coast Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo. Allegedly driving about 60 miles an hour, the driver crashed the car into the building at the intersection of Madonna Road and Higuera Street, tearing off a 6-foot section of wall before ricocheting back into the street. Firefighters used the jaws of life to free the two men in their 20s from the white Hyundai. Paramedics transported both victims to the newly opened trauma unit at the Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center. And this is right, you know, where Madonna Road T-bones into Higuera Street, and there's that Pacific Coast Center that's got the siding on there, you know, the corrugated siding. Well, they apparently didn't stop. And you really have to. And you really shouldn't be going 60 anyway. So this is what happened. Yeah, other things that are going on in our world on Calcos News, which I do, by the way, I do read this word for word because I'm reporting what Calcos, and then I make comments, which is what I do with the Tribune, because I'm the news reader, not a news person. I'm not saying that. News reader. The San Jacinto County District Attorney's Office offered plea agreements to the four defendants accused of committing hate crime against a black teen in Arroyo Grande last year. On March 18, 2011, Jason Kahn, I don't go through all these names. Yeah, go ahead, Bill. Jeremiah Hernandez, William Soto, and Sarah Matheny, I guess I say, allegedly set ablaze an 11-foot cross in direct view of a 19-year-old woman's bedroom in the home she resided in with her mixed-race family. In July, the four suspects entered not guilty pleas and formally faced felony charges of arson, cross-burning, terrorism, and conspiracy. The charges included hate crime enhancements. Kahn was also charged with witness intimidation. Specific details of the plea agreement offered to defendants have not been disclosed yet. The defendants are scheduled to be back in San Luis Obispo Superior Court to discuss the plea negotiations on Wednesday at 3 p.m. A plea bargain I didn't really know was a back-and-forth affair until I read this earlier today. So it's you know, they can kind of go back and forth. Here, right, this is what we got. Nah, I want something better now. I want this. Anyway, Canada, I'll do it. Anyway, and then eventually, you know, they get away with whatever they got away with. And that's our news update from CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Not everybody's news station, mind you, but, you know, for a lot of people, because, you know, all the people that are here, they spread news. All right, we're going to take a break and come back, and we will have more to come. Also, we're talking about, we're going to have, Vance is going to do the promo again about, you know, your favorites and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully we're not going to fire up somebody too bad.
Hey, psst. Yes, you. Look, we both know you've been dragged over the coals these last few months. Running, shopping, wrapping, eating, traveling, entertaining, cleaning. Whew, it's been crazy. Now we want you to do something for you. How's this sound? Slow County Local. A cozy, tucked away, elegant yet relaxed craftsman style inn with your own private hot tub. Secluded elegance mixed with divine peace and quiet for you and your partner. Sounds pretty great right about now, doesn't it? Well, the Avila Village Inn is great. And when you add in plentiful, relaxing, and healthy outdoor activities to go with your gentle slumbering, you and your partner are all set for a most beneficial quick trip to relaxation land. Now the best part. Through March 31st, you can enjoy one of Avila Village Inn's beautiful hot tub deluxe packages for just $99 a night, Sunday through Thursday. So, as you can see, you now really have but one decision to make. Honey, when are we leaving for Avila Village Inn? Avila Village Inn, in beautiful Avila Beach, California, or online at avilavillageinn.com.
1340 KYNS is your news station, San Luis Obispo, and we have reworked our prime lineup to include your favorites. We would like to welcome back Randy Rhodes and Ed Schultz. We are saying goodbye to Carell and have moved Clark Howard to 8 p.m. To find out about the new lineup, visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/1340am. See you there.
Purdy. Hi, you're Bill, Talker, Chief, Friends, and Neighbors. Over 16 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, I thank you for joining me today. It's a sunny, wonderful day, and we're supposed to get rain and tempestuousness and all kinds of things are going to happen to us. And then tomorrow, and then we're supposed to have better weather again. On the phone with, at this moment, hello?
Yo, Mr. Bill.
Hi.
So that's the same moderate that's outside Costco with a bullhorn?
Mm-hmm.
I went over and talked to that guy a long time. He is a moron. You know, I asked him, what's the beef with Costco? You know, the gas is usually about a nickel a gallon cheaper. And he goes off on this whole riff about how the membership fee more than makes up for any savings. And I pointed out to him that but you get a refund check first week of December every year, and in our case, it's based on how much you spent at Costco.
Right.
In our case, it's usually slightly more than the membership fee.
Right.
So he could have put me under conviction if he pointed out that it's not a local station. But at the same time, a nickel a gallon is a nickel a gallon. You know, I got a 28-gallon tank.
Right. The other thing, well, here's the other thing, too. I mean, the interesting thing about this is I don't know that Costco says we have the lowest price. I think they say we have low-price gasoline. Not the lowest, but low price, which it is. You're right. It's about a nickel less than other people sometimes. And the other thing, too, is I don't know. Now, maybe somebody does this. I have no idea. Maybe somebody joins Costco to just buy gas, but I doubt it.
I doubt it.
As long as you got a Costco.
Going into the riff about the membership fee more than offsets any savings indicated to me he doesn't know anything about Costco. And his immediate response was to call me a liar, which if he had any credibility, it probably would have ticked me off. But since he already had demonstrated he's a moron, it gets me angry with a guy like
he's
that.
A, no, but
so
he,
then he starts getting on me about lining up like lemmings.
He's a moderation, and he's a moderation guy.
Oh, yeah.
He dealt with you with moderation.
He's totally whacked. The guy is a moron.
I don't know.
And, you know, he's a member of our generation, and as you and I both well know, PhD for males in our generation stands for Prevent His Draft. So that's where that came from. He had parents that would pay for it, and so he stayed on his student deferment.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly how he fits in yelling at a bullhorn at Costco with practicing psychology.
Well, maybe it's therapeutic for him.
Maybe.
To make himself a laughingstock.
His parents therapeutic for him to call and just go off on Bill Benek. I know that.
Yeah.
I've never had anyone.
Two Purple Hearts and how many medals?
That's
the stuff of cowards.
Yeah, I've never had anyone who I've never had a real conversation one-to-one with, face-to-face. I've never had anyone, and I mean this, that I know of, I haven't had anyone that hates me with such vitriol as that man does, who I've never actually had a conversation with.
Oh, but moderate vitriol.
That's moderate. But,
of course,
you know.
There are people who used to call Olympia Snow a moderate Republican. Yeah, she's moderate, extreme left moderate.
Well, she was moderate.
You know, so whether somebody is a moderate, I suppose, is a matter of your own perspective.
I have to say this, though. I'm not defending Olympia Snow. I don't know the woman. But of her politics, I have to say this, Gary. I think if there was a little more Olympia Snow in a lot of people, we'd have a little bit better time going on in Washington.
Yeah, we'd be.
No, I don't.
We'd
you're
be
gonna...
practicing full-on socialism by this time.
No, we would not. She voted she on about two things. She voted against her party and said, okay, this is the way some. That's not, I mean, that's not the end of the world.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
I'm
whatever.
Familiar with her voting record, and as moderates go, she's pretty far left.
You're not very moderate either, to tell you the truth, pal.
I don't claim to be a moderate. I'm a member of the right-wing extremist, what did Hillary call it? Right-wing thing that was trying to get her and Bill?
Republican Party, I think.
Yeah, basically.
And so then somebody asked me, though. Remember somebody called and said one time, how do you have friends that, like Gary or Mike that totally disagree with you and are conservative? You don't totally disagree with me. I listen to what you have to say. If I question it, I'll ask you questions about it. I don't... That's not
a person asking that question has to be a leftist, because those are the only people who believe that anybody who does not agree with them must be attacked and vilified.
Well, I just
and you must hate them if they don't agree with what you say.
I have never based
don't get that from the right.
I have never based friendship on an opinion unless the opinion was racist or something like that. Then I'll base an opinion on it. You know, I'll base friendship on that, and I don't have friends that are that way. But otherwise, I don't care what you like or don't like. That's not the basis of why you're probably my friend or not my friend.
Yeah, I have a cousin who is in his defense, he lives in San Francisco, so as you might imagine, he's kind of a left wing whack. But he and I have enough respect for each other that we can discuss issues without letting it turn into a personal thing, you know. Which is very unusual for a leftist.
No, and I'll tell you the truth, it's very good when two people can have that kind of relationship and say, like, you know, I mean, I admit I am a moderate guy. That's what I'm about. I don't get into partisan politics. Now you
Yeah,
do,
I would say that.
You like it, and
I
will,
mean, as leftists go, you're pretty moderate.
Well, you like it, and the guy that you like it, and the guy that wrote the letter likes partisan politics. I mean, that's part of your shtick, and that's cool.
Yeah.
That's fine with me, but it's not mine. It's just not part of what I'm into, and I don't apologize for it. I don't think I'm better than somebody for it. I just am not. It's like when Mike said, you know, I can't imagine why people watch all these cop shows, and I'm with Mike. I don't watch cop shows.
No, my wife does. I worry that she might be trying to plan the perfect murder. You know.
She can learn from them. Caution. Yeah. You can learn from cop shows. Oh, my God.
NCIS. She watches all that stuff.
All right. I just don't
There's,
need...
There's enough scary stuff in the real world. I don't need to.
I saw enough people get shot. I don't need to see somebody pretend to get shot.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, you know, I don't understand going to scary movies. I've been pretty scared in real life. I don't need to pay money to go let somebody scare me.
I don't go into scary movies either. I have to. I'm the same. I don't watch scary movies.
I don't get that, but
you know, I don't think I need to attack and demonize people who do.
But that works.
Like I say, if that individual actually has a PhD, it's almost certainly prevent his draft.
All right, sir. I appreciate your thoughts. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Anybody that's never called in or you've thought of calling in and you say, well, I've just never called in, or you want to call in, you can at 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. We really have to get to this right away because it's like driving me mad. Oh, here, let me go up here and get it. And this is amazing. Focus on Trayvon Martin case shifts to Washington. It also has shifted another direction. This guy is claiming that he was attacked from behind by Trayvon Martin, who eventually got him, bloodied his nose, put him on the ground, and then he fired in self-defense. That's what's being said now. Now, I don't. Our attention span's not the longest these days. I admit it, you know, and especially if you're older, because you just don't have one. It's not like you wouldn't like to have one, but it's gone. But here's the deal. But we have to remember back to the 911 calls that were being made during this altercation, and there's one person screaming, and it wasn't the shooter. It was Trayvon Martin, and his parents recognized his voice, and other people recognized his voice. He's yelling for help. Does that sound like a guy that attacks somebody from the back? I don't think so. But all right, you know, I guess it'll all be looked into. Well, let's say this. I hope it's looked into. This Florida law is very spooky. I mean, I want you to know. I was a gunner's mate in the service. I've had rifles, guns, the whole thing. I enjoy shooting. The idea that anybody can carry around a gun and then if they say they feel threatened, they can open fire with it, that's a step beyond the pale to me. I don't get that, because that's just asking for trouble. That's just absolutely inviting trouble. So, you know, I don't know. But, I mean, look at all the people you know in the whole wide world and then say, okay, let's see. Would I want that person to have a gun? Would I want that person to walk around with a gun and if they say they felt threatened, be able to shoot me? Probably not. Somebody's certainly on my mind today. All right. So anyway, that's the thing right there. Here was another story that I want to get to for you. This was... I didn't have this preloaded, I have to confess. But I'm doing my computer screen and my newspaper because I don't look at anything else. I'm paying attention to anything else in the whole world. I'm illiterate.
This morning, another new...
Now, here, this is a really, I don't know what, really kind of a strange affair. But here we go.
New ad from Herman Cain that will have you scratching your head this morning and petting a bunny. It was temporarily yanked from YouTube yesterday. It's for his new movement, SOS, or Sick of Stimulus.
This is small business. This is small business under the current tax code.
Little bunny rabbit. Oh, he gets shot like a skeet, and then shotgun.
The bunny there was meant to be a metaphor for the tax code. The video was flagged and taken down, and it was put back up. Herman Cain tweeted that it was a violation of free speech. And bitter dis-
Yeah, I guess. Now, be quiet. We're not going on to that thing yet. All right, here's this thing right here. So here's what I want to find out about. I want to mention to you before we have news and stuff. This is my way of fumbling around. So speaking of things that are advertising, did you see Carl's Jr.'s new ad? It was on the first time I saw it today. And so and it said... satisfy your meat tooth, like a take off on a sweet tooth. So satisfy your meat tooth. It shows is the head of a man taking this double yammy whammy burger and taking a big bite out of it. Now, so my question would be, would that offend Lon Allen? Is there anything sexual about that? Is there anything sexual about that at all? I don't think there is. It's a hamburger and a guy having a bite of hamburger. So I think, you know, I think that's you know, right up anybody's alley right there. And then they have, what was this other thing I want to tell you about? Oh, this has become a big deal. And I'm just going to have to say that at some point this is going to hit court, and I cannot see how this can be done. It's being done, but I don't see how it can continue to be done. And that is, when you go to look for a job, they ask you, they want to check your Facebook. I've heard before that people want credit checks. You know, this is such an invasion of privacy, it's beyond even understanding it. You know, Facebook, well, you may say Facebook is public. If you're not a friended on Facebook, then you don't, and they're saying you have to give your password. That's like asking me, honest to gosh, first they ask you for your Social Security number, which I always find a little bit freaky anyway. But then if they ask you, you know, what are they going to ask you for your bank account? But by going around that, they have sometimes said, okay, we want to check your credit report, credit status. Now, I admit, and in defense of employers, it has become so hard to hire people and ask questions that might help them understand the person that's sitting in front of them, because it's all been declared illegal. You can't ask them a darn thing, you know. You can't even really legitimately ask them why they left their last job. Honestly, a lot of people still do. But they don't have to answer it, you know. And they would be within their rights, and you would be in violation of their rights if you consider that for employment. They don't have to say why they were fired. And what's interesting is, I'll tell you, when all this stuff first hit the fan, it was very interesting. I hired a guy as a news job, and he was doing a good job. He was doing okay doing the news. The problem was, we had a news car, and the news car was parked in front of a bar every night. So I finally had to go to him and say, you know, it really leaves a bad impression on the radio station to have a news car parked in front of this bar every night. Can you park down the street? Can you park somewhere else besides the bar? And he goes, oh, okay. And so, but that didn't work. It's like the guy just couldn't do it. He had to park in front of the bar. Anyway, so we finally had to say, okay, we need to part company. Now, I had called his last radio station and said, is there any, how did I put it? I said, if you had to hire this person again, would you hire, because you can ask this question. If you had to hire this person again, would you hire them? Now, if they say no, in order to protect themselves, they don't have to tell you why. They just have to say no. But they said yes. So I thought, well, maybe I'm crazy and all that. So finally I said to the when he finally had to be let go because he wouldn't stop parking in front of the bar, I called the people back at the other radio station. I said, why didn't you tell me this man was an alcoholic? You know, why wouldn't you have said that when I asked you, you know, would you hire him again? You said yes. You'd hire the alcoholic back that you fired, because eventually I found out that he was fired. It's like, well, you know, there's only so much we can say. It's like, okay, fine. So I sympathize with employers trying to find people to hire. I do. But this idea of saying, okay, we're going to go into your private life in such a way that it has nothing in the world to do with, you know, your ability to perform a job, I think is over the top. I really do. Weird to me. That's all. Weird to me. This minute, before we go into the news, let us enjoy the last day here of Spencer's Fresh Markets ad for this week. And don't forget, today you can get tacos for $1, and also you can get spaghetti for $2 for $5. So you get spaghetti and meatballs, a old yummy, nummy thing, you know. You can go in there and just eat it right there. And they have a Sunny Roost whole fryer chickens for 99 cents a pound, and 99 cents each for Springfield hamburger or hot dog bunions, and then whole porkless bonage loin for $2.59. And then they have a lean ground beef value pack, 3 pounds package or larger for $1.99 a pound. So they just got lots of meat stuff on sale. They got their own cheddar jalapeno sausage going on. Don't forget, they got all the great stuff in the deli. They got the booze. They got the soda pops. They got all your frozen foods and everything else you need. They got just the amazing amount of wonderful indoor farmers market produce. Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast, San Luis, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Rio Grande, and Santa Maria. Oh, okay. Now I'm getting nervous. It's not for me to say this is heaven. Hey, because here's the deal right here. This is the thing. It's on. Maybe let me see if this works. And now if this works, it shouldn't. Okay, it didn't. Okay. So I don't have my news, and I don't know where it went. I looked up and thought, well, maybe I was a minute off, but I wasn't. I did that end, so we'd hit the beep, and then I'd say Santa Maria. It was going to be kind of dramatic, you know what I mean? But it didn't work, because right now CBS News is playing, but it's not playing with me. Let me see if I do this, if it helps. I'm afraid, though, I might screw something else up if I do this.
Hate crimes.
Late to our situation, and it breaks their heart just like it breaks...
Yes, I'm going to go talk to the engineer.
Mother. Federal and state investigations are underway. A grand jury gets the case in early April. JetBlue says the pilot of a flight from New York to Las Vegas had a medical problem.
People behind me got up and started going up there, a bunch of big guys, and trying to help. And we found out that the guy banging was actually the pilot who was trying to get into the cockpit because the other co-pilot had locked him out.
That's a passenger, Grant Heppes. The pilot wound up restrained on the cabin floor while an off-duty pilot joined the co-pilot to divert the plane to Amarillo, Texas. Two people are dead. At least 16 homes have burned in a wildfire southwest of Denver. CBS's Barry Peterson is in Conifer, Colorado.
The fire still is not contained. They've got nearly 1,000 homes evacuated. That means thousands of people have been chased away. Not sure how much damage, maybe as many as 25 homes, and these are expensive homes. Now just piles of ashes and dirt.
Remember the huge Grant Station fire in Arizona? Grand Station fire. Two cousins have pleaded guilty to starting that fire, the largest in Arizona history. Syrian President Bashar Assad in the city of Homs says he accepts the UN's peace plan.
We will judge Assad's sincerity and seriousness by what he does, not by what he says.
Secretary of State Clinton says, among other things, Assad must immediately order his forces to stop firing and withdraw from populated areas, and that, she says, will clear the way for a legitimate political process.
CBS's Cammie McCormick at the State Department. Home prices went down in January, fifth month in a row in most of the U.S. Gasoline prices are up, historic levels this time of year, and consumers expect inflation to go up. Now consumer confidence has fallen back a point and change. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 43 points, NASDAQ off 2. Oil about 107 a barrel. This is CBS News.
Manta.com here with small business owner Larry Vecchio of Grandma's Italian Cheesecake in the Bronx.
Be right there.
Okay. With Manta, business has grown 400%.
Seems like 500.
Well, if Larry had a minute, he'd tell you how easy it is to get your free Manta profile.
It's a piece of cake.
And how Manta helps him get found on search engines and smartphones.
New customers. Know what I mean?
I sure do. Claim your free profile where small business grows. Manta.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The Obama administration is moving on first-ever limits on heat-trapping pollution from new power plants. CBS News correspondent Pam Coulter.
The industry claims the new regulations will stall development of clean coal technology and boost utility bills. Lisa Caruso-Miller of the American Coalition for Clean Coal Energy.
These EPA regulations stand to raise the cost of producing electricity here in America.
Environmentalists call it a strong rule designed to protect public health, but the Sierra Club's Michael Brune says it's time to curb the pollution coming from existing plants.
Regulating carbon pollution from big polluting power plants is something that the EPA is bound by law to do.
Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Russian police arrested a murderer nicknamed the Cannibal Serial Killer. Alexander Bichkov admits killing at least 6 people and eating their heart and liver. Why? In his diary, he says his girlfriend called him a wimp and left him. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring with high quality.
quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want grade hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-690-9490 to get your free copy now. 800-690-9490. 800-690-9490.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a non-profit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans' hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shoe Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people in the right place all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Mike's Shoes, Southside Promenade right there. And Mike's has a couple of trunk shows coming up, and there's a new company out that's I'll be telling you more about those. Anyway, so go see Mike's. You'll like Mike's. I understand. Can I be honest with you? I don't know what this means when I say this. But anyway, when I go with my wife to Mike's Shoes and stuff, and she's looking at shoes and whatnot, there's a lot of nice-looking lady shoes. I have to admit that. Huh? That's all. I can understand why women go, I think I need a pair of those. Not sure why I understand that, but I do. All right, let me tell you why. We have a welcome home today, and I just am getting to this now, and I'm sorry, but anyway, it's today. No, it's not. I'm sorry. It's tomorrow. That's why I was just getting to it now. It's tomorrow. Wednesday, welcome home military hero arrived between 2:50 and 3 p.m. at the airport in San Luis Obispo. The flight arrives around 3:25. It says no media, please, which I'm not exactly why. What, I don't know what went wrong with that somewhere. So they don't want microphones. For updates, forget it. Our hero is a United States soldier from Atascadero, who has served our country for 5 tours of duty. This shows family in our coastal Central Coast community how much we appreciate this sailor's dedication to America. No, he's either soldier or sailor, Cheryl. He can't be both. Anyway, but you can go to the website at welcomehomemilitaryheroes.org. All right. Either probably a soldier. I don't think there's any sailors that have served 5 tours of duty because it's in the middle of the desert. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't need much there. Now, here, this was actually Ann Calhoun's thing from last Tuesday, so she's probably sent me a new one for today, but I didn't get to the one from last Tuesday, so I'm going to read it now. This is her Calhoun's Canons for February 22nd, 2012. As a famous blogger on the Central Coast, I need to share these with you. It was a stunning moment. Congressional Daryl Issa, the Grand Inquisitor of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, thought he found the perfect agenda-up issue, the deliciously rhetorical preordained investigative hearing titled Lines Cross, Separation of Church and State. Has the Obama administration trampled on freedom of religion and freedom of conscience? It was to be Issa's perfect political points photo op moment and Grand Inquisitor's dais filled with a long line of some somberly suited and or Roman collared men opening on female birth control. went up popped Democrat Kathy Malone of New York, who asked, what I want to know is, where are the women? I look at this panel, I don't see one single individual representing the tens of millions of women across the country who want and need insurance coverage for basic preventive health care services, including family planning. Where are the women? Suddenly, ISIS' best-laid plans to make political hay by pretending he was discussing weighty matters all went kerflooey as the Grand Inquisitor's table of men went viral, and women across the country rolled their eyes. Isn't that just like a man, they said, discussing my private parts in public while I'm not even allowed in the room? Boo. And before you knew it, here came Rick Santorum's Moneybags PAC donor, the interestingly named Foster Freeze, a goofy smile constantly plastered on his face, who stunned the interviewing Andrea Mitchell into silence when he noted that he found the birth control issue all nonsense, saith Freeze. Back in my day, they used bare aspirin for contraceptives. The gals put them between their knees, and it wasn't that costly. Ha ha. And that clip went viral, and even more women rolled their eyes and said, aspirin knees? Boo. While clips appear to Santorum stumbling through a muddled explanation of his interpretation of conservative Catholic doctrine that birth control is bad because it allows people to engage in, well, behavior they shouldn't be engaged in, or at least engaged in behavior with no consequences, since sex should have consequences like punishment and suffering and hellfire and damnation, and oh, never mind. And more eyes rolled as it was pointed out that a Pew poll showed that over 90% of Catholic women practice some form of birth control, including using the pill. And anyway, who's listening to a morally bankrupt Catholic hierarchy that repeatedly chose their assets over protecting their children? Boo. And before the furor could die down, the newly passed Virginia ultrasound law came up on the radar. If signed into law, women wanting or needing an abortion would be forced to have a sonogram, which can require a medically unnecessary invasive vaginal procedure and involves a dildo-like wand being inserted into her body. This from the conservative Republican Freedom crowd. What the heck? What's with these Republicans and their obsessive need to poke into women's vaginas? Boo. And suddenly the long game became taking shape out of what first looked like an incoherent muddle of oxymoronic politics and comic photo op pratfalls, reassertion that while male's prerogative, the sweet return to state-enforced religious dogma, and ultimately total conservative control over all branches of government, patriarchy redo, Daryl Issa of the Auto de Fe Holy House Oversight Committee, the severe conservative theocratic swirling wet dream of privileged power, dildo wands, knees, aspirins, and uppity women finally silenced and hobbled and sent to the back of the church where we belong. Right? As if. I see it right there. I don't know how we got it. I really don't understand why we got in this furor over this whole thing anyway. And then the rush rushed in. Said, hey, let me make this furor worse. Okay. Go ahead, Rush. You know how to do that kind of stuff. Okay, other people in the news. I have a thing here. Let me see what I got here. Do I have? Yes, I do have. Now this, I'm trying to understand this. I haven't heard before. But this is Zimmerman's friend talks a racist 9/11 call. Oh, I know what that was. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to worry about that. Let's get on the phone and say hello to somebody. Hello?
This is Zimmerman's friend. Hello?
Hello?
This is Air America?
Yes, it is.
Oh, sorry. Bill.
Yes. Steve. Hi, Steve.
Wasn't sure if I was on the air there for a second.
There you
are. I just turned the radio down. I was listening to your comments earlier regarding the guy that disagreed with you.
Oh, he didn't disagree with me. He disagreed with the radio station's decisions. I had nothing to do with that.
Oh, yeah. I understand.
Okay.
Well, you know, I've had my disagreements with you. I've had my disagreements with the radio station in terms of the way they program. I haven't been happy with a lot of things, and I've voiced that to them in a number of ways. So, but I did take offense at the way you dealt with this other fellow today.
And why? Why?
Well, I didn't think it was I didn't like the way you did it with trashing him on the air without him having any here's an it's one thing to trash somebody who's a person that puts himself out there as a radio host or somebody else is in the news, things like that. But, if you have a beef with this guy, or he has a beef with you,
Let me say this, Steve.
One-on-one. I kind of felt that, here's a guy who's being trashed over the air and has, no say about it.
Excuse me.
Especially getting into a dialogue with somebody else and talking about it like on the air, like, you know, you're, you know, talking across the backyard fence about this guy and, you know, talking crap about him. And I just thought that was pretty poor.
Boy, I'll tell you.
I'm not trying to defend him or anything else he said, because I'm, you know, only cut bits and pieces of it, you know, and, you know, if he offended you or if he threatened you and things like that, that's a whole different story.
Thank you.
But I think, you know, trashing him on the air like that was
he trashed himself. No. I didn't trash this man on the air. He trashed himself on the air. I played what this man said. I played what this man left as messages. And if that wasn't trashed, then what do you call that?
They were messages on the answering machine?
Messages on 786-2578, which is a hotline number to this radio station, and it's protected. Okay. And what goes on that thing is public information.
Okay, well, I still think it's not a great thing that she did it that way, but, you know.
You don't think the public has a right to know, as we sit here and try to do the I include myself because I'm part of this radio station as far as I do my show. I shouldn't say we because I, again, have nothing to do with it. Do you think that it's fair that this radio station should try to make a living and raise enough money to keep the people employed here, that doesn't include me, and do the best job they can in doing that, and then have someone trash this radio station for, and besides me, for the best effort they can make to try to keep as much programming as the person that called wants to have on the air as that we can have on the air. You know, when I was asked to come here and do my talk show here, when I was asked, it wasn't a matter of, well, I didn't say, well, you know what, aren't you all Air America? Aren't you all progressive stuff? And, you know, I'm not partisan politics, and I wouldn't fit in. I didn't say that. I just said, okay, fine. Yeah, I'll come and do that. If you ask me to do it and you want me to be here, I'll be here. Well, that went over like a ton of poo when I first got here. It was hideous. It was hideous, the things people said. And I don't understand. It's like, you know, I don't pick on anybody. I don't really pick on anybody. I report the news. I talk about what's in the news. And I think this gentleman trashed me. And you'd have to know how bad it was a couple of
years. But he didn't do it on the air with you, did he? Hello?
When I played it, he did.
When you played it, you did, yes, but, you know, he didn't choose to, like I'm doing with you right now, to, you know, have a discussion about, you know.
He won't have a discussion. He won't have a discussion. He's been, we used to talk on the radio on the air, and at one point I mentioned two things to him, something that, and this is what I said in the conversation that got him off my back for a while. I mentioned the fact that what he was doing was illegal, and I said, if I were you, I would call a lawyer or somebody that knows something about the law and see if you think what you're doing is legal, because it's not.
Okay.
All right, there's some public information out there, and I said, and there's another thing I would imagine you don't want people to know about, and I'm not going to say anything about it if you just back off and stop doing this, and if you don't, you're going to go to court with me. And so, and I mean this, so the guy the next day or that night called back and said, I'm so sorry I did what I did. I'm so sorry I called Bill Benica. I'm so sorry I called him names. I'm so sorry I said it in the radio station. I won't call again. This is the same guy. I won't call again. So then how could we possibly know that a year later, and again, I'm going to tell you this, he was one day away from going to court with me, one day away. I had a lawyer. It was game time. And then we had this discussion, and then he called and said he wasn't going to bother us anymore. Now we take off Mike Malloy, and I don't know the first damn thing about Mike Malloy. I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh. I don't listen to Glenn Beck. I don't listen to Malloy. I don't listen to Tom Hartman. I don't listen to Randy Rhodes. I don't listen to these people. I don't care about all this political stuff. That's not my thing. And there's enough of it on this radio station, in my opinion, that people should be pretty satisfied with how much of it there is. There's 2 hours of me, and there's at 8 o'clock at night, when I don't know how many people listen to the radio at 8 o'clock at night. Not many, I know that, because radio is not even sold after 6 o'clock at night. So I don't understand. I don't understand this kind of attack. And it's an attack against me when I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but, you know, either take it in the court or, you know, but putting it on the airways and trashing this guy.
There you go again. I didn't trash him. He trashed himself. I didn't trash the man. I said, this is on our answer machine. Here's what we got. I see what you're saying. I understand how you're saying this. I understand how you're saying this. But we have had one-to-one conversations on the radio, this gentleman and I, before.
One man's ceiling is another man's floor.
Whatever. Whatever. I don't apologize for it at all. I don't think I was wrong in doing it. I understand why you think I was, and I respect that, but I would do it again.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, for example, yesterday, I just recently discovered that I can listen to KYN that's on, you know, on the computer.
Right.
I don't get it on, you know, my AM radio at the house, and the only time I ever listen to you is when I'm in the vehicle, and it's not always, you know, I haven't been around, you know, during your normal programming time, so it's only been recently I've had a few opportunities. And then yesterday, you know, and this goes to, you know, I listen to KYNS because, I like to listen to the, you know, I like information, and I like the humor that I get from Stephanie Miller. I like the, you know, the critical thinking that I get from, you know, Tom Hartman, you know, Randy Rhodes. You know, she does a good job with, trying to get her point across, you know, even, you know, Mike Malloy, you know, he's got his angst and, you know, but he, you know, calls it like he sees it. And, you know, my wife doesn't like him at all, but, you know, and I think he goes over the top a little bit, but, you know, it's my choice whether I listen to him or not.
Right.
And, you know, yesterday I had you on and we shot an entire hour, talking about Disney cruises.
We spent from 25 after, we spent 20 minutes talking about Disney cruises.
Whatever.
But here's the point.
That's
what this show is. That people don't want this show to be that. And I am sorry, but that's what it is. I had two people come in here. I interviewed the other day.
You know,
and they said,
you don't have to talk about politics. You know, you know, like the thing with Al, you know, with Ann Calhoun's, blog and, you know,
right.
And other, you know, letters to the editor and things like that, you know, that people put out that talk about, you know, issues that affect their lives and what's going on with them, you know, whether it's locally or personally and things like that. You know, these are good things to be talking about. You know, I really do appreciate, you know, when you have the guy from the Palm Theater on and a few other people that have been on your show and, local people that are involved in the area for whatever activities they're involved in, whether it's, you know, business or social or philanthropic or whatever. These are all great things, but, you know, this kind of, you know, good old boy conversation, yuck, you know, talking about Disney cruises, I thought that was just bad radio.
But that's because you and Steve, I can't tell you how many times you've expressed what you want from me, and that's not what I do. And you're not going to get it from me. You think that every single thing that I talk about should be about social issues or local issues or issues. You use the word issues. To me, that's not why I'm here, to discuss issues.
Issues or topics or whatever it might be, you know, going on there.
Yeah. And
should I be really that interested about what, you know,
no,
or whoever, you know,
that's
cruise and whether or not they get ptomaine poisoning from, you know, the kitchen.
That's why there's two dials on the radio, one to go somewhere else and one to turn it off. No, you don't have to be interested and you don't have to listen to it.
Well, you know, I'm telling you my opinion.
I understand that. I appreciate it, but I'm telling you, I don't do the radio that you want me to do, so I have no idea why you or this other dude would even listen to me. Why are you listening? Why don't you just turn it off for 2 hours a day? You can get KYNS on your computer, by the way, all the rest of the time. And okay, when you go to that site, KYNS is there, you know, 24 hours a day. So the 2 hours that I'm on.
So I should not have any opinion on, you know, on what I hear from you.
No, that's not true. I didn't say that. And you and I have discussed things before when I've said something or whatever, and you've said, you know, I disagree with that. Here's why. And I've respected you. I've listened to what you had to say because that's what I feel like I should do. And that's
I'm doing exactly the same thing right at this moment.
No, you're not. You're basically saying, Bill, I don't like your radio show, and so I say, Steve, don't listen to it.
I love the part where you just did with Al Calhoun. You know, I thought that was great. And there are other times that I think, you know, like I said earlier, when you have the guy from the Palm Theater and some other people on there, I think those are all great. I do have issues with, you know, some of the other things that happen, and there are times I feel like, another point of view needs to be injected to the conversation.
Here's the interesting thing.
But, I did not say I do not like your show.
Well, wait a minute.
There are things I
well, the
don't
fine.
Care
there's
about.
Things you don't like. That's fine, and you have the right to not like them.
And I also have a right to offer whatever critique that I feel like this is airwaves that I feel like I should have the right to be able to have an opinion. And yes, if I want to turn it off, I'll turn it off. Much the way I do not bother or turn it off when I'm with whether it's Hannity or O'Reilly or Limpball or whoever it might be out there that, I hear these guys on the road sometimes. Sometimes I take a few moments to listen to hear what they have to say, and then I turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I feel like I like to listen to you just to, get a sense of where our community is at. And you are one of those voices out there in our community, and I'd like to know, where people are at. And so, therefore, I'd like to listen to you.
Here's another thing. Let me say
something. But that doesn't mean I have to agree with you.
That's all.
That doesn't
I don't
have a right to be able to say something about
wait,
it.
Wait, I didn't say you didn't. I didn't say you didn't. But I didn't. And here's the thing. It's because I'm baffled by it. I'm baffled by it. You've listened to me long enough that you say, okay, this is what Benneke does. Some of it I like and some of it I don't like. And you call and say, well, I should have an opinion to tell you that I don't like some of it. Okay, how many times do you think you need to tell me that? I know there's stuff that I do you don't like. I'm very aware of that.
Well,
now, here's another thing, too, that I'm baffled by this. I don't know why it is.
I shouldn't have a conversation about what you said about this guy.
No, I don't care about that. When you get to the Disney cruise thing, we talk about cruising, and we talked about more than just the Disney cruise. We talked about cruising, and there's people that have never cruised. You know, when we used to have, and I'm telling you a true story, when I was at another radio station where I first started doing this talk radio, we had five lines that were blinking all the time. I have five callers now on KYNS, and I don't have an answer for that whatsoever. And we would talk about recipes. We would talk about dogs. We would talk about anything in the whole wide world that somebody in the Central Coast wanted to talk about. And that's what that's what we did. Plus, we did the stuff I do with the newspaper. Okay.
Well,
so now I have five callers.
Can I
have five
tell you
callers.
That there's something right at this moment.
Yeah.
You haven't cut me off. And when you had the other guy on yesterday, he went on for an extended period of time, you didn't. But the problem is that you only have one line coming in. So if I have an opinion, whether it's positive or negative, I have no ability to get through. I don't know how many people might have tried to call in response to my conversation or, Gary or whoever's conversations, because you only have one line coming in, and that ties up that phone system for the entire hour.
Well, and here's the sad part. Again, I don't control what I have here. I mean, heavens
no. I understand that, but I'm just making a comment about the fact that, I would respect the fact that you say, I've got to hang up. I got to do something else. I got to, play a few commercials. I got to go to the news. I got to, you let somebody else get in on the line or whatever it might be. But, on the other hand, I do, appreciate the amount of time you do, spend with me over the phone. So.
Well, yeah, and again, the people that you're used to listening to that are on this radio station that are network people, they have people from the entire country calling them. I haven't gotten that far yet. Here's the thing. Now, really, when I had another station, I was at another station, I could put five people on the air at one time. I could put five people on the air at one time. Boy, was that a zoo. But I just sort of moderated the whole discussion as best I could. I learned that it was best to just put two people on at a time, and they could go back and forth and talk about what they want to talk about. Interestingly enough, it was very—I can't say it was very often a very pleasant discussion back and forth. It was usually people whose voices would eventually rise to the point that it got to be there was no point listening to either one of them. So, but it was interesting. I mean, it was, and I was able to do that. You're right. I have one line that comes into this radio station for me. I have a computer that is worse than a Commodore 64, and I do the best I can with it.
Well. Thank you for your time today.
All right, thanks, Steve. And I welcome your call anytime.
Take care.
Thank you, sir.
KYNS is your news station, San Luis Obispo, and we have reworked our prime lineup to include your favorites. We would like to welcome back Randy Rhodes and Ed Schultz. We are saying goodbye to Carell and have moved Clark Howard to 8 p.m. To find out about the new lineup, visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/1340am. See you there.
This heavyweight bout is about to begin. What's the champ wearing? Looks like an examination gown. And from the back...
Ooh, that's not pretty.
Champ, what's with the get-up?
I've got to take care of my family, so I'm getting those important medical screens.
The fight is over. Champ, you look pretty healthy out there tonight.
But I'm still getting those tests. For a list of tests you need, go to AHRQ.gov. And remember, real men wear gowns.
Go to AHRQ.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.
Hi, you're Bill Beck of Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, your news station. And I have another Steve on the phone right now. Hi, Steve. How are you? Where are you from?
I'm up in Atascadero.
Okay.
A year and a half ago, you mistook me for another Steve. I'm actually the Steve that likes your show. I think one time you had 15 minutes of dead air because you forgot your keys and had to go to the engineer's house or something. I'm telling you, who listens to 15 minutes of dead air? I needed to know why. It was great drama. But one of the reasons why I always liked your show is I mentioned to you about the number of Vietnam veterans who had committed suicide had exceeded the actual number who were killed in Vietnam.
Right.
And the very next day, you said my name on the air, and I thought, wow, I got to listen to this show all the time. So I appreciate everything you do. I do think Cal Coast News is a big a thing for your show.
Mm-hmm.
And I like your show, and I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, this is people have another thing to put in perspective. And I'll go ahead. I don't mind saying names and stations. When Dave Congleton and I were together at KVC, and then there was Susan Vaughn did a talk show in the morning. There was actually three local talk shows, and I decided, that when I was hired for the third time at KVC by the man I had worked for before in the 70s, and he said, I want you to do a talk show for me. And I said, I've never even listened to a talk show. I've never listened to 1 minute of a talk show. I don't have the faintest idea. And he says, well, you just interview people and stuff like that. I said, you know, there's only about 10 people in town worth interviewing, and you got two people interviewing them now. So he said, well, then come up with something else and do a talk show. So I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'll read stuff out of the paper. I'll voice my opinion about what I read. I'll have people come in when I want to have people come in. I'll take phone calls. And that's how this whole thing started. And so,
you know, when you interview people, you actually do an excellent job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I'm actually kind of glad about the arrangement of times because I get an hour of Tom Hartman.
Right.
And then I do listen to Dave Congleton. I do like local radio.
Okay.
Some days there's not a lot of exciting. I'm not into ballet and opera, but
you don't hear me talk about that too much.
All of these things in our area are brought out on our radio in the middle of all the national loudness.
Well, and it's the middle of all this political loudness is really what it is.
So, yeah, and we need to have our local roots brought, and I'm glad that you're on the air, and I wish there were other local people on the air. besides you and Dave Congleton and, you know, the
KPRL. You know what's too bad is, I mean, here's what's made everything sort of cattywampus is because everything sort of got channelized in the fact that when we were all at KVC doing local radio and everything, we did news in the morning, we did news at noon, we did news in the afternoon, we did sports, we did Dodgers, we did Cal Poly, we did the whole thing. So we were very much a local radio station. So then people buy these radio stations and they say, okay, we're going to get rid of you and we're going to get rid of you and this is what we're going to do next. All right, so then by the time the dust had settled in the last couple of years, the time the dust had settled, Dave Congleton sits there in the midst of all the conservative politics, political people, and he's not really appropriate to that station at all. So here's Dave sitting there by himself doing local news, local stuff in the middle of everything else. Benneke ends up here, and I'm trying to do local stuff in the middle of everything else. And I think people, you know, people that are diehard either, you know, conservatives or liberals, they sort of say, well, see, but that doesn't make any sense because you don't fit in.
Right. I've actually heard that. I've actually heard Dave Congleton mention that people say that he doesn't fit in. And I'm thinking, wait a second. That's our radio station. We own that station. I mean, I know a private person owns the station, but these are waves that they're sending through us. We have the right to interpret them. They're owned by the American people. We need our local radio. And I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate you. You mistook me for a different Steve about a year ago.
Do you think you know which one?
I don't know, but, you know, you were kind of upset with me on the air there. And I was going, wait, I'm the wrong Steve. And I was just calling in to tell you about the lottery. You were talking about the lottery, and I was going to mention, like, 4 years after they started the lottery went bankrupt.
All right.
And I just couldn't believe that, you know, because they don't collect checks or credit cards. It's a cash business.
And this
How do you call up your boss and tell him, hey, I got all this cash with me, but I don't have enough money to go to the next place down the block and collect more cash?
I know. And you know what's interesting? When you said that you were talking about the number of people killed, I just came across this stat the other day because I was actually looking for it. And in the last year, in 2010, 345 servicemen took their own lives. And that was more than was actually lost in battle.
You know, here's what I think it is. It's when you make the war distant. Vietnam War, they made it like a proxy kind of thing. You know, it was poor people. It wasn't Dick Cheney and all them. Dick Cheney had five college deferments.
Well, it was a draft. We had the draft, and that, of course, affected everybody in the United States. Now, we just have soldiers off fighting wars, and the rest of us are, you know, picking our fannies and watching soap operas.
Right. So if we don't care about the war, then what translates is the veteran doesn't get all the help that they deserve. And if you have to go to war, everybody goes to war. There's no college deferments. Even guys in wheelchairs can do the accounting and make the paychecks. You know?
Yeah.
If you have to go to war, that's what the Vietnam War taught us, is that if you don't have to go to war, don't go to war.
And if everybody is involved the way that was, and if everybody was involved like they were in the Second World War, where they had rationing, they worked in defense plants. You know, I don't say we should do that and have a bunch of defense plants. But again, the people, the citizens of this nation, are not connected to their military whatsoever. They have no connection. Now, these people like Cheryl and her husband that started this Welcome Home Warriors thing and all that, that's really cool, and I'm very glad they're doing that. And you will find out if you ever go to one of those events, you will see the majority of people there are Vietnam vets.
I know that because of the motorcycle.
Freedom Riders. Thing. The Freedom Riders are awesome.
I appreciate when you do bring that up because the number one thing that we can't give these veterans returning from their from war is the feeling that they didn't do the right thing. And by going there and supporting them, we're letting them know that we honor that they did the right thing. And I think that makes the world of difference, psychologically on all these young men and women.
I think so, too.
And I appreciate that.
This Buffy St. Marie Universal Soldier thing is, when she sang the thing, you guys that are all soldiers are blamed for all the misery in the world. Maybe. But at the same time, you learn to follow orders and you obey. And I'm not saying that you obey and commit. Nobody tells anybody to go commit atrocities like recently happened in Afghanistan or My Lai or anything like that. But you do what you do your duty, and that's what the military is about. And people somewhere lose sight of the fact that a man that does his duty is respecting his country and his uniform and the guys he's with. And so that's why we do welcome them home and say thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. That's what you did was your duty.
And if you look at them 20, 30, 40 years later, the last people that want war are warriors.
Exactly.
After they've been in war, because they know there was a better way out of this. It should always be diplomacy. And when diplomacy fails, you take a step back, and then you take a step forward, and you do diplomacy. And then when diplomacy fails, you take a step back, and then you take a step, you know what I mean? Veterans know. You do diplomacy until diplomacy is dead.
And there's an expression. The last act of diplomacy is war.
Yeah, well, I actually think that the last act of diplomacy is try diplomacy again.
I agree with you. It's just again, because we're not involved, and we've now been in the longest war we've ever been in, and we sit here and go, how's this? I as a Vietnam vet go, I don't see this going well at all. I don't see it's going someplace where there's a reasonable end. We thought Vietnamization was going to work, and the moment we left, it fell apart because these
right.
people were scared to death about what the repercussions were going to be for them. I understood that. I didn't resent them at all for it. I thought, how would you like to live in that circumstance? If you win, good. If you lose, you're screwed. And that's exactly what's going to happen in Afghanistan. And I don't think
if you think about it, if we won in Vietnam, we might have been screwed. Think about our relationship with Vietnam now. It's a prosperous trading prop.
Like Japan after that war.
Yeah. And I'm just saying is that when you look at veterans who have been in war, and I haven't. I was a Vietnam-era veteran, but I was not in any kind of closeness to war. And I know. These guys know you do everything you can, and that means they do everything they can when they're on the battlefield. Well, the politicians and all the people here at the home front have to do everything they can to make diplomacy work, and we've been getting away from that.
Well, here's an interesting thing. This just happened yesterday in the news, and it became a big deal again. It became, all of a sudden, all the Republicans fell apart over it. Did you see the thing where Obama, there was this open mic thing again where they didn't realize the microphones.
Yeah.
And he was talking to Medvedev about, he said, if when I win the election, then we can talk about some things. Can anyone imagine how many conversations are between world leaders that we are not privy to nor ever will be?
Yeah, I don't see any problem with what he said.
I don't see any problem with it either. That's fine. Let's you and I talk better if, he was being, say, when I win the election. That's fine. That's probably what torqued him off. But let's do better at talking about stuff. Yeah, what is there to criticize about that?
Yeah, right. And even on the child that was killed in Florida, Newt Gingrich tried to make it seem like Obama said that it was okay to kill a white kid. And I'm going, my God, where do you get this from? How did it never used to be this extreme? But like I said, as far as the veterans, if you ask a veteran, he will say, let's try that diplomacy.
Yep.
And it's the diplomat or, the congressman and some sort of diplomatic people, I guess, that say, oh, war. And then the Republicans are saying, you know, these candidates are saying, oh, Iran, let's bomb, you know, this, whatever. And then the they're saying, why is the price of gas high? Oh, because there's instability in the Middle East. Stop saying we want to go to war. If you elect me, we're going to go to war. You know, and I'm thinking, wait a second. War is not supposed to be any part of the negotiation.
Well, the other thing, too, I'm sorry, Steve, let me say this. The other thing, too, is, as everybody said, okay, the reason we're in Iran is because of the oil. The reason we're in Iran is because of oil. We saved Kuwait's butt. We saved Iran's butt. Do you see any cheaper oil coming our way?
No, and by the way, Iraq, which is a flat country, and it has the cheapest price to get oil. The oil is 200 feet below the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It is so oil-filled, and the reason for the 91 Iraq-Kuwait war was that Kuwait did slant drilling and was sucking up Iraqi oil. That's why the Iraqis burned that, but nobody knows that. And so we went to war in there. Well, guess what? Most of the pipelines that have been built in Iraq are providing China with oil, not the United States. And every single drop of Canadian shale oil is going onto the world market.
Right.
The Democrats introduced a program the other day, said we'll accept the Keystone if you give 50% of that oil goes to the United States. Every single Republican voted against it. You know, it's like all this rhetoric just for power, and nobody remembers America and its citizens. And I'm thinking, wait a second, let's ask a Vietnam vet, and I bet you you'll have a great Guadalupe event, and it'll influence a lot of people.
All right, sir. Now, I got to run, but I thank
all
you
right,
very
good
much.
Good to talk to you,
Steve from Itasca there for calling. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye. Talk to you again. Bye.
All right, we have to. You cannot not let a day go by without a Kim Kardashian story. And as you know, she got flower bombed the other day, and so now she has this to say about it. Well, this is her about to get flower bombed. She's walking into this thingy, and she's standing there, a big smile on her face. And you can't really understand what she's saying, but there she is.
I wonder if she came up with that line herself. You know, I told my makeup artist I need a little more powder. Not that much, though. So Kim seemed pretty cool about the whole thing at that time. But now tonight, Kim's reportedly considering pressing charges against the woman who attacked her. Jonathan, I mean, seriously, do you think that's a good move for Kim, who has all this power and all this money? And granted, it is an invasive feeling to have something like that happen to you. But what do you think?
I think I wonder what the charge would be. Like assault and bakery or something, because I feel like you couldn't. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't spray. She was able to recover in what looked like, with the magic of television, 30 seconds.
No kidding,
the
right?
The cold would change into Superman in a phone booth. I think there's no harm, no foul, and that's not inviting anybody to flower bomb me. But I'm just saying it was something that I rumored may have even been for a prank show. Or something. That's what I saw something about that.
Right. Well, all the buzz is it was because she wears fur and it was
absolutely.
That type of an attack.
But nothing permanent.
Nothing permanent. It certainly is not like red paint, which was a prior use of attack on people for mm-hmm. wearing fur. The woman who flower bombed Kim happens not to be a PETA activist. PETA, of course, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, is that group. But they just told Showbiz Tonight they will be defending the activist if she wishes against Kim Kardashian. Jen, seems to me them's fighting words. Do you think Kim should take legal action or just walk away from this whole thing and let it go away?
You know, it seems to me like she's only pressing charges to stop any copycats from doing this again to her, because she's very image conscious and doesn't want this happening over and over again. So I think she's pressing charges just to stop the copycats. But there are some critics who think that the whole thing was contrived on her own as a big publicity stunt. Mm. So if that's the case, then pressing charges would just sort of continue that
yeah.
charade.
And that wouldn't...
Thank you.
Ray and Dale started getting excited. And now the whole thing's pooped out. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Hey, thanks for joining me today. It's supposed to get cloudy. It's supposed to be rainy tonight and tomorrow. And then we're supposed to have, I think by Friday, Saturday, we're supposed to have a 71 day, but pretty much going to be in the 60s. And some clouds and stuff, but just rain probably tomorrow. Thanks for joining me today. It's been an interesting day. We'll get together again tomorrow at noon. I'm Bill Becker, thanking you for being part of this. And until noon tomorrow, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here. And I don't think this is going to play. It's not. So we're going to go to here.